This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Funny as ever, and Mitch was there, and it was, Chris was directing, and even some of the same crew was behind the camera, so
cool.
It was actually really old home week, and it's as if we went back in time 20 years.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream. This is Sonia here on Joy 94.9. Sci-Fi and Scream, and we have the amazing opportunity to speak to Dean Hagland, of course, who is going to be at the 30th Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now, the festival starts 23rd of March, 17th of April, and so I want to welcome you onto the show, Dean.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Very excited about you coming to the Comedy Festival here in Melbourne.
Yeah, me too.
It's the first time you've done Melbourne Comedy Fest?
It is, yeah. I had, I'd done Edinburgh twice, I guess,
yeah.
And but that was quite a few years ago, so it's great now that I'm living down in Sydney, that it's a quick hop over to Melbourne.
I know. I was surprised when they said, oh, you know, he is in Sydney, and it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a problem doing a pre-record. And I was like, what's he doing in Sydney? What's happening in Sydney?
I was looking for well, my better half got promoted here, so.
Oh, cool.
The whole caboodle, the whole nine yards, so.
Wow.
Now we're here and having a great time.
Gosh, that must have been quite an experience, bring the whole...
Well, yes, I mean, the dogs themselves have to go through 150 days of blood work and vet visits, all carefully timed with the results FedEx to the Department of Agriculture, of all things, and then it's just 10 days quarantine over here now. They shortened it, so it wasn't too traumatic, but it was it was a big deal.
It wasn't the Johnny Depp experience, so that's
good to know. Well, and my dogs know Johnny Depp's dogs, not to name drop.
Oh, wow. They've sniffed each other out. That's awesome.
Yeah, they all hang out in the same doggy area. And
excellent. And your show, of course, when does that kick off? The 24th, is it?
23rd, the Wednesday, I think.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Is my preview, if I'm not
yes.
mistaken.
Because it actually says highlighted. It's got the 24th and 25th. I don't know if that means anything on the website,
no,
anyway.
You know what? In fact, you know why? Because I'm flying in on the 23rd.
Oh, right.
So that's why that's in my head. So you're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad we're getting this all straightened out.
You'll be getting ready on the 23rd,
yeah,
pretty much. Cool. All right. And goes to the 3rd of April. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 60 minutes. That's a lot of time to...
A lot of time. Well, my show is a one-man improvised episode of The X-Files, of course. So it sounds a lot of time. I'm actually bringing audience members up to play Mulder and that sort of thing
oh,
and
cool.
join me on stage. So So to say it's completely one man for an hour, it's actually one improviser and then punters having fun.
Well, they
in
will.
A non-pejorative punters. The punters is the correct term down here, isn't it?
Right, yeah. There won't be any abductions, will there, or are we spoiling something?
Well, no, there's always, because the plot line's all improvised, it could be anything. I was up here in Sydney last night doing one, and there was a kitten with laser eyes as the...
Wow.
Yeah, so I really can't predict how these shows will go.
No animals are going to be harmed, though, you know, in
this
show.
No, all the animals are either mimed or sound effects or played by audience members.
Oh, cool. Because it is, it's been a long time coming, this kind of show. And, since you've been Richard Langley, we know as one of the lone gunmen for The X-Files. Your background, I believe, is stand-up, as a stand-up comedian.
That's correct.
Yeah, how long has it been since you've done this kind of side of your work?
Well, it's always been something to do in between acting gigs and other stuff. So I started with Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie in the Vancouver Theatre Sports League, from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
And trained and did like 10.5 shows for 4 years of various, including a Star Trek musical that ran for 4 years up there. Mm.
Okay.
So my sci-fi improv background is pretty thick. In fact, for those who watch Stargate SG-1, the actor who plays Walter Harriman, who opens the Chevron 7 locked the gate, he's one of my best friends and also an improviser. Mm-hmm. And so when we go to sci-fi conventions, we often perform together, sometimes doing improvised episodes of Stargate called Star Hole. But, yes, just let's say I do a mean Amanda tapping.
I was just about to say, has she seen this?
Yeah, she has. She's given it her thumbs up approval, even though, me in sports bra is not really something to be seen. But
right. Now, when you look at things like X-Files and you look at yourself and you just see these overwhelming amount of Canadians who are, like, invaded, there's the X-Files itself. It should be the Can X-Files, I suppose. Canadians?
Well, it was originally shot up there, of course.
Yes,
which,
yeah.
You had that gloomy look because it rains a lot in Vancouver. And being
it's
in a
mysterious.
Rainforest.
So. It's a mysterious feeling.
It is a mysterious feeling. Yes. And particularly when you get into the old growth forest and stuff like that, it's always dark.
It's perfect,
and
yeah.
Chris Carter was one of the first to really... capture that mood and get it onto a TV show. So originally the Lone Gunmen weren't going to be recurring characters. It was just going to be one episode. So they just cast local Vancouver actors. And lo and behold, myself and Bruce Harwood and Tom Braidwood, who played the three Lone Gunmen, were kept just being asked back, can you come and do another episode? Not ever... thinking we should actually sign some sort of long-term contract or anything to be looking at recurring characters. And then it just sort of grew. And it was the early days of the internet, too. So fans who were starting to form on the internet to talk about the show said, wow, the Lone Gunmen proved that the producers are lurking in our news group because they're writing characters that represent this culture. And that was true, in fact.
And I mean, with the series too, just the few episodes that there were, that in itself, that more, I guess you'd say a cult following, would you?
Yeah, I mean, The X-Files used to be called a cult following, but now it's pretty mainstream.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Especially
with the new series and all the, the rumour and conjecture that was going on just when two certain people appeared at, San Diego Con and a couple of years back, that just the storm that caused.
Yeah, everybody went crazy then, so it's been, like any show, it sort of grows, it goes through cycles. So now it's on the upswing, I guess. Yeah, and then our spinoff, The Lone Gunmen, of course, went 13 episodes, and that, I would say, has a cult following. Not everybody knows about that, and the people who do know about it really love that show and talk about it frequently.
Which brings me to the fans. There's some interesting fans. I'm sure you've experienced some interesting love and adoration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. you know, I really appreciate all of it, actually, and really, it's been quite an honor, actually, to hear some of the stories of how much the show meant to them, and also because we play conspiracy theorists and, all that sort of thing, we would get to hear all the sorts of unusual conspiracy theories and UFO sighting stories and that sort of thing. So that was really fascinating, too. So much so that my co-producer took a camera one year and followed me around, and we actually did a documentary of a lot of the people that we met called The Truth Is Out There, which you can find online.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it. It's pretty amazing, the lengths people go to and just that passion and that love. I mean, it's, like I said, when it did hit that they were going to make this 10th series, it 10th season, I mean, to revive something like that, it just shows you what an impact this show had on
the
genre.
And that was the thing I think all of us were surprised at, that, you know, we would do conventions for maybe the last 2 or 3 years after this show ends, and then we'll all go on. But the conventions kept coming,
kept going.
And then a new generation of fans would come up to the tables, and they started watching it and found it on Netflix and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And it was, you know, and the show held up. It didn't seem, other than the size of the giant cell phones, it didn't seem that dated.
And maybe the blow wave styles of the
early Scully hairdos.
And you, with your grunge sort of long hair, do people, I mean, you can get away with it. People recognize you in the street?
Well, I cut my hair for another movie, so now I have short hair.
Yeah.
And then the glasses were fake. So when they recognize me, they actually recognize me from my voice, believe it or not. People will come, you know, I've had guys run around the corner right past me looking for me, not realizing I look like this now, but they heard my voice from a distance and came looking for Langley.
Yeah, they need one of those apps on their phone where they can put.
Where's Langley now?
Have you been to Melbourne before? I should ask.
I have. Yeah, I was down there for the AMC convention.
Oh yes, right. Excellent.
Last October, which was lovely.
That would have been cool.
And I did Celebrity Theater Sports down there. I think that was July-ish last year.
Okay. You might have had a bit of experience then with some of the joys of the unpredictable weather that we have.
Actually, it was beautiful all the times I was there, so I haven't seen any of the unpredictable stuff. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, okay. The four seasons in one day. now, of course, with the new series, The Adventure There with X-Files, that experience, we were approached by Bruce Harwood. How did that come about?
The story of how the new series came about.
Yeah.
Because I moved down here, I guess nobody knew how to contact me, though you could have gone to my website and emailed me. But
we do have electricity and phones here.
No, they just assumed I went out to the outback and cut all power.
Yeah, like Crocodile Dundee or something. Isn't it amazing what people think? Do people say that to you? They go, oh, be careful of the drop bears.
And the snakes. And how are you, you know, did your dogs get attacked by snakes and devoured yet? And, you know, no. A lovely city with, you know, clean streets and things.
You're in Newton, aren't you? Newtown, I mean.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Very central, yeah.
Yeah, and I love the neighborhood.
Sorry, I've gone off on a track there.
Oops. No. So Bruce still keeping email contact, of course, and he had said, hey, you know, this actually might be a thing where we're going to be on the new series. And I'm like, I don't think so. We've been killed off. How is that going to work? And he goes, yeah, no, I think you should call the casting office. And I'm like, whatever. Mm. And as soon as I called, they go, oh, my God, they got,
alive.
Yeah, he's alive. It's like I literally called them from the dead. It was, and they were so thrilled. And so they just said, yeah, we'd love you to come to Vancouver. And originally they were going to have me fly in and get off the plane, go directly to set, and then if I finish fast enough, just drive me back to the airport for another 14-hour flight back down here. So I was like, that seems a little intense.
That's a bit extreme, yes.
Yeah, so they rescheduled it so that I got, two days to acclimatize to the jet lag.
And the, you know, the supernatural atmosphere, I suppose.
Well, yeah, if you saw the episode, it's in a country in Western Bar, so it was kind of a festive episode. It was all, you know, David was as funny as ever, and Mitch was there, and it was Chris was directing, and even some of the same crew was behind the camera. So
cool.
It was actually really old home week, and it's as if we went back in time 20 years because nothing had changed. It was really great.
Cool. That is really cool. That is really cool to be back with the gang to work
again.
Yeah,
it was really sweet.
Mm, excellent. Anything you can say? Is there going to be more sudden appearances?
As we've been following our Twitter feeds and all that, and I've been reposting on my Twitter every bit of gossip that comes through. Those who want to follow, I'm at D. Haglund, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is Chris has said he's interested in doing more, and Fox Network said that the ratings were phenomenal and they're interested in doing more. And David and Jillian have said, well, we got other projects, but we'd be happy to do more if our timing all lined up.
Mm.
So I think there's a very big chance that there's more episodes coming. Now, of course, nothing's written, no agreement has been struck, but I assume everybody's, with the air quotes, having lunch about it.
They're all keen. I guess we just have to wait for what the crop circles will say.
Yeah, and then, exactly.
You know.
Right. And all the, all the conspiracy
fans.
Stories that come out. Yeah.
Oh, we can look forward to that. There was, there's nothing better, I think, than when the fans get talking about things. I think Twin Peaks has been the other one where there's been so much rumor fueled and so much talk and online as well. Another great series from the 90s that has had a huge impact in coming back. So looking forward to that too.
Yeah, and there's sort of a parallel between the two in terms of Twin Peaks sort of was one of the first to have an ongoing story arc that then the X-Files sort of did as well.
Mm.
And then, that the mystery of the Pacific Northwest and how it's all gloomy, both those shows, now you remind me, really
lots
exemplified
of misty rain.
Funny all it rains there so much.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's FBI agents in there. There could always be that universe where it could cross over.
Hey, that's the first I've heard of that. That's
idea. I'm sure a lot of fanfics out there, you know.
There's a new rumor that you just started.
Who ships who? Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm sure if they can make something out of it, they will.
Absolutely.
The fans
I mean,
that.
Marketing any show is so hard now that if you have anything that has any brand awareness or the ability to reduce the cost of how much it costs to advertise nowadays.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. Everybody jumps on that.
Well, I mean, like you say, with Twitter is a great example, and all of that. Facebook, I mean, Instagram, and so on.
Yeah,
you can't get better free advertising in many ways. So,
well, it's free, but now you have to cover more landscape. Whereas before, you could just buy some newspaper ads and a TV commercial, and everybody saw it. Now you have to go across so many platforms and, hire people to do campaigns for it and stuff like that. So instead of two items, you have 25 marketing items.
And very sore thumbs. Thumbs. Repetitive strain injury.
Totally.
So look for the show coming up, getting back to the Comedy Fest. Pretty excited. The preview's on the 24th and the show kicks off proper, does it, on the Saturday and goes to the following, to the Sunday, the next Sunday. The 3rd of April. Mm.
That's correct. Yeah,
right.
I'm at the Trade Hall in the old council chamber, I believe.
Right
in the central there, so that's a lovely spot.
Suitable for audience of all ages, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
I
actually did in the comedy clubs when I would do a version of the show. I would do a Sunday matinee for teenagers who want them.
Cool.
When they were back in the day.
Right.
So, yes, it's a, I can't, again, it's audience participation.
Yep.
So if the audience says something raunchy, that's not my responsibility. But I
to go with that.
I keep it all above the belt as much as I can.
Yeah. And can people cosplay? Can people...
Can
they come along as you?
That happened once. There was a whole hen party where they all dressed as me. That was very odd. that took me aback. But yeah, cosplay, X-Files cosplay is pretty low-key because it's trench coats and torches. And
there'll be lots of men in gray, I'm sure.
There's not a lot of zany outfits you can actually do with that. So yeah, cosplay... means you've probably just bundled up for the rain, really.
Yeah, that's true. The Vancouver look, perhaps.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Look, looking forward to that, and I'm sure a lot of Melbourne people will head to that. It's great to see that crossover, because when I was looking through the whole program for our program, which is science fiction and so on, you know, it's not a lot of stuff that jumps out. And
isn't there?
Not a lot. There should be more. There should be more, especially now that it's the 60th anniversary of the original Star Trek series this year.
Absolutely, so, and 75th of the Roswell crash. Isn't that in there?
Ooh.
Dean, look at
spooky. Well, I'm you know your alien stuff, don't you? Oh, it's all amazing. Have you ever been to Roswell?
I have, yeah. I was there at the 65th anniversary. They sort of have a parade and a... you know, talks and all that sort of thing, and tours of the site, supposedly. But and then I'd just been invited again.
Oh, cool.
Coming up. That's how I knew it was the 75th. And it's very hard to get out there, of course, because it's in really the middle of nowhere. So I'm not sure I'm going to make it this year, but we'll see.
Oh, look, it's important. You have to get there somehow. You might not be able to take the dogs, but, you know, we can try.
I know.
It's too hard. Oh, look, Dean, it's been fantastic speaking to you here on Sci-Fi and Squeam. Wow.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being on the show.
We finally made it. And even though I left you hanging for half an hour, sorry.
No. There's no need to apologize.
So that's the X-Files Improv, Dean Haglund, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And it starts on the, preview 24th of March. Oh, that's very soon. And, of course, runs through to the 3rd of April at the Trades Hall, the Old Council Chambers. You can jump online. Just go to www.comedyfestival.com.au/ and look up 2016 and the show's there. X-Files Improvised, it says, Dean Haglund.
Oh, it does? Did I put improvised?
It has gone improvised. Sure. Cool.
Sometimes when you say I do impro, they go, I don't know what that is. And then, I put improvised.
They should know. These people should know. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I would hope.
I would hope so.
I was being, you know, proper.
Yeah.
Proper and English.
So as one of the lone gunmen, Ringo, I wonder if we could ask a big favor, if you could do a station ID for the show. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dean.
Sure.
It's, the name of the show is Sci-Fi and Squeam.
And Squeam?
Squeam as in queasy, squeamish. And it's, squeamish. And it's on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.5.
Nine. Yes. That's
Joy 94.9.
Perfect. Thank you, Dean.
Okay.
Anytime.
Hi, this is Dean Haglund from The X-Files, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.5.
Point nine.
Yes.
It's all right.
It's 11:55.
Don't worry.
Let's try that again.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Dean Haglund, Langley from The X-Files, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9.
Excellent. Thanking you. That's great.
Thanking you.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, lovely. All right, well, good luck with the show. Maybe we'll see you in Melbourne, but and bring some nice Vancouver or weather. Sydney weather or something.
Yeah, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather, that's right.
Yeah.
Because they had the Mardi Gras. Did you manage to catch that?
Yes, oh my gosh, it was all around. You can't miss it in Newtown.
Watch out for that glitter.
It was everywhere. It was really fun.
Oh, cool. All right, look, thank you so much for being patient with me.
No problem. We'll see you in Melbourne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.